Construction on the Keystone XL pipeline remains on hold until an appeal to the Ninth Circuit plays out. That order came out Friday. The pipeline was stopped late last year when a Montana federal judge put an injunction on the project until the U.S. State Department does more work on the permit. TransCanada appealed that order to the Ninth Circuit and asked that the injunction be lifted while the appeal proceeds. The appeals court has turned down that request. STPB's Victoria Wicks has more.
TransCanada has said in court filings that it needs to start building worker camps by March 15th to make the spring construction season. The company asked the Ninth Circuit to issue an interim order lifting the injunction by that date. Environmentalists are celebrating the appeals court's decision. Jackie Prang, a senior attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council, plaintiffs in one of the lawsuits filed in Montana federal court.
We're very pleased. I think it's a victory for the rule of law, and that the pipeline certainly should not be built before TransCanada has all of its permits and when a lower court has found that the State Department violated the law.
Prang says parties will now file briefs over the spring and summer, and the Ninth Circuit will consider the issue after that.
The district court's injunction will essentially remain in place until the Ninth Circuit can consider the merits of the case.
TransCanada has issued a written comment saying the company is assessing the decision and considering its options moving forward. Plaintiffs include a number of environmental and indigenous groups. Rosebud Sioux Tribe and Fort Belknap Indian Community are seeking to intervene on just one issue, the legality of the State Department's administrative process. The pipeline project is also tied up in Nebraska, where the state Supreme Court is deliberating a challenge there. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.